The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Donald Jeffries, your guest host. We're here with our special guest, Susan Olson. Again, to remind people that if you want to support the Power Hour, and you should, it's a 100% listener-supported platform. It means without your support, we wouldn't exist. You can support the Power Hour by ordering the Power Hour at thepowermall.com or by making a donation. If you want to make a donation on or order by phone, please call 877-817-9829. Phones are open. They're ringing off the hook for Susan Olson. So that number is 844-769-2944. Mike in Tennessee is still hanging on, I think. Mike, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Whatever point you were making, just continue before you interrupt the commercial. Rudely interrupted by the commercial.
Well, it's just a matter of connecting the dots, and I think Cindy's got that capacity. She's obviously, doing it right. The system's corrupted. It's totally been hijacked. This is not our country. It's not our government. It's a corporation posing as government. You look at the money. You see now the currency coins, instead of the referencing God We Trust, Washington's face looking towards God, they're all looking away from God. Now, that changed probably, back in the early 2000s when they changed the coinage where they started putting state emblems on the back?
Yeah.
It's these signs. They're letting you know that this is not a country under God or anything to do with the Constitution. When you go into a court, ask the judge, is this an admiralty court or is this a constitutional court? They'll lock you up. They won't answer the question. You ask them which form of court they're operating, they will not answer the question because they can't. Because then you know that it's a rigged game. It's all corporate law, and they're not going to allow you to back out of that corporate system. They railroad people daily for exposing this.
Well, and the idea that corporations are people, and I think that came from the Republicans.
Yes.
No. Mm-hmm. Corporations are not people. I believe in capitalism, but corporate cronyism is horrible. And, the people that are against capitalism don't realize that they're really against corporatism.
Well, if you look at, when you're talking about not believing in God, just look at what we, and I just wrote about that on Substack about the, I call it the Satanic Olympics. If you look at the obvious mock-up of the Last Supper, and then they fell all over themselves to say, well, no, it was about the Greek god Dionysus. Well, and I asked, well, do you think the Greek god Dionysus would have been pleased by being portrayed by a drag queen? I mean, it's stupid. It was obviously the Last Supper. It's obvious who our leaders feel. You get in trouble if you try to talk about Jesus or if you try to talk about, and nobody else, there's no other religion. They would not have anything that was making fun of Muhammad or the Hindu gods or Buddha or any, or Judaism, nothing. It's always Jesus Christ and Christianity. There's no question about what the people that run this society are not godlike. That's why I say we're in a spiritual battle. Because these people are, whether they're worshiping Satan or not, they're serving the dark side. There's no question about it.
Well, and they're attacking the majority.
Yeah.
They hate whatever God made. Whatever God made, they attack. They want to be God, so they create fictions, man-made fictions that they support and push. In other words, you don't have any rights given to you by God. The inalienable rights are gone. They want to give you privileges which they can give or take at will. That's why you have to have a permit or a license to do anything.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. And
they're all about destruction. They're not about building. That's why they're
so threatened by the those inalienable rights that are, the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment. They are so upset about that because they, the founders, were made sure to say these are, you're born with these are God given. Well, if you don't believe in God, are you going to have any respect for God given rights? And that's the problem, is that these people don't believe in God. They certainly don't respect him. So they're not going to have any concept of, well, these rights came from God. What are you talking about? It's your imaginary man in the sky. I mean, they ridicule it.
You know, people don't have to, though. They can believe in nature. They can believe in
right.
science and what's right in front of them, and the miracle of it all.
And, well, sure, if they believe
that, they should not be ruled by people. But there are people that want their thinking done for them. That's what I don't understand. They want to be told what to do.
You're right. That's there are people that don't mind being slaves as long as they're well-kept slaves.
Yeah.
COVID certainly showed that. I mean, that was the most disillusioning thing when to think that we and my, the caller that was asking about my book earlier, I think it was Eric, that's Masking the Truth, how COVID-19 yeah. destroyed civil liberties and shut down the world. Sherry Tenpenny wrote the foreword. She got her medical license back, by the way, so that was good. But yes. she was very brave for speaking out about it. But that's, you know, I document in there just how insane America went, and they're ready to do it again, Susan. I don't know if it's bird flu or something. If they come out with something else again, do you think they won't roll over again? They won't close down the schools? The teachers won't get upset if they want to open them again? Yeah.
You know, there will be the people that say, we learned our lesson. And there will be more people yeah. that go, oh, we better do what we're told. And by the way, the bird flu, that's not really going to fly as a threat to people, but it will give them okay, this is my prediction. This is their excuse to call the food supply to destroy animals, to destroy the chickens. They say, oh, it's in the beef too, so we have to kill them. There's never been a totalitarian takeover where they didn't starve the people. So the avian flu is going to be a good excuse to create food shortages. At least with meat. And then you can eat the fake meat. And Bill Gates.
Bill Gates wants that. That's right.
And he's a picture of health.
Yeah. Well, like Rachel Levine and all the people in England and some of the other country, the people that are like ministers of health. I mean, they look so unhealthy. It's like, you know, would you listen to them? Jeez.
It looks like they're following the food pyramid. Which was that was a scam.
Yeah, and how long did they teach them? Again, how many people did they remember? They I've talked about this, the FDA raids on health food stores when they first started opening up, and the fact that they banned Laetril, which is nothing but the apricot kernel.
And
Ronald Reagan secretly, when he had cancer, we didn't learn about it till later. Ronald Reagan was treated successfully in the White House with Laetril. And it was banned for average Americans at the same time. I mean, that's you know, that's the games they play.
Oh, I've watched raids of farmers for selling organic milk, raw milk.
Yes. Yeah.
And they'll take their entire herd of sheep or whatever and kill them. And I mean, the things, you know, we're told. I don't want to be too black-pilled because we believe in America the way that it was designed. We don't believe in what's going on now. And for me, a huge part of this is the January 6th.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Prisoners, political prisoners. They're in a gulag. They're wanting to be taken to Gitmo so they could be treated better.
Yeah.
Every freaking American should be up in arms about this. Every American should have been horrified that Trump was accused of 34 felonies.
Yes.
Because nobody named the crime.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
And we should be upset about what's happening to the judicial system.
And I hear it all the time, even some of my friends who's got 34 felonies, and it's like, you know, can you name? And again, I'm a Trump agnostic. I'm not a fan necessarily, but it's obvious what is happening here. This is being used to take away all our rights.
Oh, you're breaking up, and I've lost you. Oh, shoot. I don't like people being unfair. Oh, you're there a little. Like unfairness, even if somebody, there's a certain actress who will be nameless who I think is about as smart as this Cap from Soda. And and the people, she wanted to run for office and people were giving her grief for that. It's like, no, she has every right to, every right. This is a free country. You have to stand by freedoms on the principle and not on the person.
Exactly. And that's it looks like I was lost there for a minute. I hope you can hear me now. Okay.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on, but people, I apologize for this. Obviously, I'm in need to get a new laptop, or either the people that are shadow banning are going to have to turn down their shadow ban or something. But it's just ridiculous. And that's why, no matter what you think of Trump, his prosecutions have all been just weaponized. I mean, the idea that you could, this E. Jean Carroll, that, you know, somebody, I mean, every man on earth is in danger. Yeah, I mean, some woman could easily come forward and say that me or anybody else, you know, 30 years ago, you raped me. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody could.
Not 30, I don't know what year it was. So, yeah, I mean, so what do you, and then the jury believes you? It's like, what? And gave her millions of dollars? Not to mention, she's one of those who shouldn't have been released from an institution, Susan. I mean, she paints her trees blue.
She's certifiable.
Yes, she absolutely is certifiable. I mean, she should
have.
Yeah,
and that's what we're hailing. And I, you know, I do work with kids, but I hope they're not watching too much of this, because all of the messages that they're getting is, you know, crime is good. Hey. You can, here in California, you can shoplift up to $950 worth of goods. And you can do that every day.
Yes.
And that's how New Scum is able to say, crime is down. No, crime is down because you're not prosecuting it.
So
you
why
know,
is anybody,
the crime,
does
then,
anybody?
Oh, shoot.
I'm paying at this point. If you can take up to $900, I mean, I don't understand that. Every day?
Yeah, because they also have a rule that says you can't be prosecuted for doing it every day. So, you know, if $950 doesn't, you know, cover everything you need, then you can come back.
Well, you can't help it. You're a victim. You're, you know, like a, you know, a shoplifter, a holic, or something like that. I, Mike, are you still there? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, I'm still here. The one thing that bothers me most about Trump. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, the one thing that bothers me about Trump so much is he was so surrounded by the deep state, you couldn't get to him. But there's so many political prisoners locked up in prison that he could have pardoned. And didn't.
Yes.
And those are the people out there that have been forgotten.
Yes.
I know. They're just languishing. Nobody thinks of them. It's like, and even the documentaries that have been done, they're really hard to find. It's horrible what's happening. This is one of the worst things I think has happened.
And what happened recently, Susan? Dinesh D'Souza apologized for his film, The 2,000 Mules or whatever. What was he apologizing for?
What?
Yeah, he apologized. And I haven't been able to figure out why, but he apologized for the film.
And was there a gun to his head? And did he bring SOS?
I know the right is great at apologizing, but I thought, man, what is it? And you're right. And the January 6th prisoners, people who watch my I Protest podcast know that I've had several of these people on and their families. I've had Ashley Babbitt's mother on a couple times. And she's, you know, she's the only protests that are going on is Ashley Babbitt's mother and a handful of others. I don't know how many that are outside of the courthouse. Every night at 7 o'clock or something, they sing the national anthem in unison. And that's it. As far as I know, I mean, there should be so many people out there protesting their treatment. They've been denied all due process. They are political prisoners. If political prisoners ever existed, they violated all their constitutional rights. And then, of course, the ones that have gone into these kangaroo courts are getting, you had Enrique Oterio, who's the Hispanic leader of the white supremacist Proud Boys, got 22 years and he wasn't even in Washington, D.C. It's just an outrage.
It really is.
I just wanted to add one thing, and I'm going to add one thing and then hop off for it so others can call. There's a website called yearofjubilee.com where they profile Christian political prisoners. And if I'm still there, you'll see my story. But the reality is this country's been hijacked, and innocent people are being destroyed. Their lives are destroyed. Their families are destroyed. And nothing more than exposing a corrupted system.
Yes. I mean, this is Banana Republic stuff. And they absolutely get on TV and say, Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. But I agree with Mike, absolutely, that Donald should pardon them. And also, Peter McCulloch had a really good point. I don't like, Trump will not admit that the vaccine is crap. And I don't like that. And if he would promise to address the vaccine injured and admit that the vaccine was not safe or effective, a lot of people would go to his side. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why he doesn't take advantage of that political opportunity. Number one, it's the truth. And number two, it would only do him good. I mean, him bragging.
There's so many things about Trump.
Now he knows not to brag about it anymore because he gets booed at $10.
Yeah, he's been good. Well, Mike, if you're still there, you said you had your own story. I mean, briefly tell us, you were a political prisoner, or you were?
7 years in federal prison for exposing a rigged election in Tennessee. And they railroaded me and my wife. We're both engineers. We both worked our way through college. Never asked for a dime. And literally, all of our animals were either killed or displaced. We had a farm. We're doing the American dream. We're building our own. And because I exposed a rigged election in a backwoods Tipton County, Tennessee election, which I won in a landslide, my website, MikeParsons.org, you can still see the screenshot from Channel 5 News recognizing me as the winner in early returns. The thing is, when I challenged the rigged election and had the proof to show how they were rigging it, they attacked us and they accuse you of what they do to you, and then they get 25 people on the jury. You get to pick 12 of the 25 that are there to convict you. And yes, while in jail, I had one guy said, the jury foreman was my girlfriend, and she's getting me out because she was there to convict you, so now I get to get out of jail. So they get 25 people who are beholden to the government system are willing to be extorted. And that's in every court in the country. Guess what, friends? It's a rigged game.
Oh, man. Oh, Mike, it's such an honor to meet you. And I will be looking into your story more. I'm really glad to know you. This is so wrong.
Well, there's so many people that have been abused. I know in 2018, what was it? Over 200 naturopathic doctors just committed suicide. And then Joyce, who was healthy as they come, all of a sudden, I mean, the people that are out there, it's, what do they say? When you're over the target, you get the most flack. Well,
yes,
that's what we've been getting. Ongoing.
Yeah, and you can have the satisfaction of knowing you're over the target, but you're the target.
Well, if you're going to walk as Christ walked, that's what your job is. You have to expose the corruption, try to clean house, and that's unfortunately the price. The people have to wake up. The general public's got to come out of the stupor. Stop taking the drugs. Turn the TV off. Pay attention. Start growing your own food. If you're dependent upon the government, if you're dependent for anything, that's how they got you. You got to become independent. You have to be totally independent so that you can control every facet of your life, and that's what they hate. They hate the independent man and woman who don't need them.
Absolutely, absolutely true. During COVID, they were destroying little, not in this country yet, but in China, they were destroying little crops that people were growing. Growing a little bit of food for themselves.
And they destroyed small business in America. And again, people, where were the outraged? You had the woman out there in Dallas with the beauty shop, and you had the guy that had the gym in New Jersey. But other than that, what you should have had a bunch of outraged small business owners who were weaponized. They should have brought their weapons with them. That's what the Second Amendment's for. Said, no, you're not going to shut down my livelihood, and force them to do something they didn't want to do. But you didn't see that. They rolled over, and that and they lost their businesses. How many people were financially devastated? And meanwhile, Walmart, Target, Home Depot, all the national sales, the same products are allowed to stay up, and the people don't question it. Come on, that's ridiculous.
Right, right. Yeah, they're destroying small businesses. I knew a family that had a sushi bar that they couldn't afford to go back to Japan, and they couldn't open up. And I mean, they were ready to give up their American dream and go back, but they couldn't afford to. Fortunately, I don't know all the details, but they're still here. And they're still running their business. But, I mean, so many people lost their businesses, things that they built. And I get so angry when I see somebody like, I like to call him Herjel Hitler, Governor Newsom, who's never done anything. He's never worked an honest job.
Yeah.
He's never had to sweat. He's never had to balance the books and make payroll, and make sure that his employees get payroll before he gets anything. And he just let all these businesses go under. I feel like cussing, but I won't. I really hate these, especially these pampered types that have no respect.
They're offended. I keep losing the connection here or there, so if you see me go, just jump in. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, you just won again.
Yeah, okay.
It's gremlins.
Can you hear? You can hear me now, though, right?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, but, okay.
Yeah, so you're like going,
I know. I don't understand what's going on. I can't believe the laptop suddenly went like this. But Mike, are you still there in Tennessee?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. So, you're out now, right? I mean, but you spent 7 years in prison just for disputing an election. This was before 2020, right? So Go ahead.
The election happened in 2006, but because I've been ongoing challenging it and exposing the old boy network, as you remember the movie Walking Tall about Buford Pusser? That's a real story. The people that murdered him, they call themselves the Dixie Mafia. They're still there, and they run five counties in West Tennessee. It is a true mafia, and the state government allows it to just keep going. And so you'll see fathers retire from positions, give it to their son, and then they retire, and it's just the position stays in the family. Judges, county executives, it's a family affair, and if you're not invited, you're not welcome to participate. I was not invited, and I chose to run for office and got railroaded after I won the election.
That's a movie they don't show on television anymore either. The original one. They'll show the ridiculous remake with The Rock, but they'll never show the original, and they never show Wagging the Dog either. They never show that on television. And they know what they're doing. You know,
they won't show Idiocracy, I'm sure.
No, well, Idiocracy has become a documentary, hasn't it? I mean, we're about 500 we're 500 years ahead of schedule, right? I mean, we're supposed to be 500 years in the future. I mean, it's amazing. But didn't even address the corruption. They just addressed the stupidity. And we have the stupidity. There's no question about that.
We do. I mean, what was it? President Camacho?
Yeah, a lot of people said that, you know, there was a lot of President Camacho and Trump. You know, he had a WWE element to it, you know.
But I'd have to say, well, there is, and like watching Hulk Hogan at the RNC.
Yes, yes.
Like, okay, it's Idiocracy. This is when, like, I know what it looks like to be a Trump supporter, and I don't like that look. I really don't.
Yeah.
It's not an outfit I like putting on, but it's a necessity.
Well, at this point, you know, the other side is, and that's why we'll talk a little bit. We just have a few minutes before a break, but you know, the Kamala Harris thing is, you know, Count Cacula or whatever you call it. I mean, she's got so many names you can come up with.
Pamela.
I mean, she's, you know, the idea that, I mean, I've known some airheads in my life, and she's an airhead. I mean, there's no unless she's playing the ultimate part of parts, and she's playing it being stupid. But she is as dumb as a rock. I mean, it's just, and they how do you get around that when she's, see, you know, she's talking to people like they're kindergartners. You know, there was this country, and this other country invaded. It's like, what? And the other country was bigger. It's like, what? It's like Sesame Street.
But it's working. I mean, all these people, and I'm, you know, sometimes I think maybe it wasn't such a good idea to give women the vote.
Oh, there are a lot of people out there that believe. Do you ever watch Jason Whitlock Fearless podcast?
No.
You should. He's great. He's a black guy, but he tells the truth about race and culture because he's black. He can do it, but he's a bit of a misogynist. And yeah, he definitely doesn't want women voting. I can tell you that. And he's always ranting and raving about the matriarchy. And he's especially with, because he thinks black women are the root cause of everything. And it's no wonder he's not married. You know, never had any kids, but I don't think he's going to be anytime soon with his attitude, but what did he call it? He came up with, he said they have a new religion. It's Black Girl Tragic or something like that, where the whole thing is about black women being victims all the time and being lifted up. And Kamala Harris exemplifies that because she's gone through the transformation from being an Indian or an Asian or whatever she was. And now she's black. And of course, Trump mentioned that. And again, if he just would defend himself the right way, because that's what they were portraying her as. But he's still
She was always portrayed as having Indian roots, which,
yeah.
You know, I had this weird little love affair with India, everything Indian. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that to me, that was nice. That was fine. My understanding, though, is her Jamaican side. I mean, Jamaica was, the indigenous people of Jamaica were wiped out a long, long time ago. And it's basically, they were the... Jamaica was formed by the bad slaves. They were sent to Jamaica. And so that is African descent. So that is black.
Oh, yeah, Jamaica, yeah, definitely. Yeah, she's just not African-American. But, yeah, there's no question about that. But she so she can say she's – I mean, Obama was only half black, too. And
He was every – I used to tell people all the time, he's just as white as he is black.
Right, right.
You just like him because he's a Marxist.
Yeah, and that doesn't count. But Kamala was photographed. She made a big production out of going in a record store. I mean, you know, they still have record stores. And buying a bunch of albums by black artists recently. And made sure that people were there to film it. It's just the pandering is...
like to listen to Tupac.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the pandering is so absurd. And does this work on anybody? Are there black people that are going to...
That's what I don't get. You
know, yeah.
And she can go on. And, you know, the words, it's that thing. Well, I posted it on Facebook. The girl that was asked a question, she was in a beauty contest. And she's saying words and nothing's making sense. Scamala makes sense, but she doesn't say anything.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like we're in a room and the room has guitars and the guitars are here because.
Hold the thought, Susan. We got to go to break now. Coming up on commercial time. We'll be right back after these words.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, cholecystine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver. This, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
And welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Donald Jeffries here with you, guest host. And we have our special guest, Susan Olson. Please call if you'd like to talk to her or like to talk to me, 844-769-2944. You don't have to talk about the Brady Bunch. Susan has lots of interesting opinions on lots of subjects.
I'll ask you questions about cats.
Yeah, if you want to talk about cats. I don't know if anybody out there want to do that. That's fine. I know nothing about
cats. And here she is. She heard me talk about
But so... I mean, not much has been going on lately, Susan, so it's kind of a boring time. No, we had an assassination attempt. We had, which some people don't even believe was an assassination attempt. We had something happen there. And we had Joe Biden, the president, just decided not to run suddenly. Kamala Harris And Q people like RFK Jr. and some others have pointed out the fact that, you know, this is not a very democratic way of doing things. Nobody voted for her. And, you know, you may not know this and the audience may not know, but one of the many things I give John F. Kennedy credit for is that before 1960, when he ran for president, he was the first presidential nominee that went through the primary process and won the nomination that way. Up until that point, they were picked at the convention in smoke-filled rooms. He was the first, and when he did it, started doing it that way. And now you're going to have the first time since 1960 where the candidate wasn't picked that way because Kamala Harris didn't go through the primaries. And I can't believe that there aren't Democrats that aren't fit. First of all, the fact that she is such an awful candidate, you know, and I know she's, you can't say she's DEI, but she obviously fits all the bill there. But
it's DEI. We know it. And that's the only reason why people are swallowing this Kool-Aid.
Yeah, she's so insincere. She's so ungenuine. You know, Hillary Clinton.
But a perfect politician in her insincerity. She will say, you know, like I was imitating her. We have a cup and the cup has liquid. And
yes, she's at that level.
Yeah, I mean, it's so inane and she's not saying anything. I would love to see her debate, but I have the feeling that she's trainable and that she can memorize a lot of answers.
Well, and Trump also, it depends on what Trump handled the Biden debate well, where he just, he kept quiet and let Biden.
Well, because he had to, and it's like he has to have that kind of muzzle on him at all times. They've got to be able to shut the mic off. I mean, that really did him a lot of favors.
Yes.
I hope he learned from it.
Well, it should be impossible to lose a debate with Kamala Harris, but I don't know. Kevin is on the line from Ohio. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you. Very good.
Hi, Kevin.
Very good broadcast this morning. I kicked out of TV so long ago, I can't remember, so I'm sorry. But knowing your guests, and I want to bring up two things. One is... Trump, in a speech, actually walked back. He's on a COVID. He said that no federal funds will be given to any school that promotes COVID vaccines or any of the mask mandates. That blew me away.
And no, that was really, really good. I love that because he was always against mandates. Even though he still says we saved millions of lives, which I don't believe that there's no proof that even one life was saved.
No, it's ridiculous.
But plenty died.
Oh no.
But yeah, good point. I just wish he'd go for it.
Yeah. And secondly, but we're experiencing a global stock market crash today.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's tumbling all over the world. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It dropped the Dow, you know, 1,000-plus points already. Down.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
It's all over the globe. It's.
And what are they using as a rationale for it? I always love when they try to tell you why it's happening. Because I don't know why it's been going up, really. Why are they claiming? What's going on?
You know, it's funny things like, a Trump effect or something like that. Things like that. But, hey, we've been.
That's right. Trump didn't Trump make Bitcoin crash and everything? Didn't he make some comments about that? Is that what it's from? I think
there's some of that going on too. Yeah, but really, it's time for this phony balloon to burst. You know, all the hedge funds, derivatives, and you know we're in the quadrillions, and they talk about 33 trillion or something. That's Trump change compared to what we're really, you know, the Federal Reserve's got to go. And they,
absolutely.
International monetary system. That's what's running everything, isn't it?
Well, it is.
Well,
Kevin, are you a Trump fan? Do you think if he gets in, he would do something different this time? Because I'm very skeptical about it. But what are your thoughts on Trump?
I will vote for him. Absolutely. I have no questions about it at all. And
it's just common sense.
I like I like to think we weren't in any wars, and I was an infantry medic in Nam, and I just can't go for any wars.
Thank you so much.
Well, what do you think is happening? Because it looks like we're, with Iran and Israel. Is that gonna? They keep talking about World War III. They didn't get it with Ukraine and Russia. Could this kick off? Because the problem with Trump, he does say those things, but he's also very pro-Israel. And if it comes to a dispute between Israel and Iran, he's going to back Israel 100%, always. Ukraine, he's a little better on because he won't back that. What are your thoughts?
Yeah,
what do you think, Susan?
I think that we ought to forget the Middle East and let Israel fight it out with whoever they want to, mess with. They're killing so many, several hundred Israelis died. Now what do we have? 30, 40,000 Palestinians dead? They dropped 2,000 bombs.
I know Susan disagrees with that, but the point of it, you made the point is that it's not our business. That's what Jason Whitlock, the guy was telling you about Fearless, that's what he said originally. It's not my business. Just bring it home and whatever happens over there happens. We can't be the world's policeman. And my sister married an Iranian. I know lots of Iranians. I've met them, over the years. They're great people. She was in that country for a long time. It's to think that they're a threat. I mean, they're such a backwards country. And that was before they became the fundamentalists took over. That was when they were Americanized. Now they have people whipping themselves with whips on the back until they bleed. I mean, I just think it's ridiculous to just waste that much time, and especially when we have our own country crumbling. We have not touched the infrastructure in 60 years. We have people living out in the streets. Shoplifting is legal out where Susan lives. We have these incredible installed DEI people running the cities. Now you might have one running the country. It's insane. You have migrants coming in. You have Europe and England and Ireland. They're finally fighting back. We're doing nothing here, and they're living in 5-star hotels. And what would happen if a political candidate said, "I want to start putting American homeless in 5-star hotels"? Do you think that anyone would support that?
No way.
No. Yeah,
that's it. That's the policy. Americans last.
Yes, and that's why I wish Trump would bring back the America First. He's not saying that. It's MAGA. I want that America First policy. That's the key. That was what really drew me to him, because there's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't mean you're a Nazi. America First. You have to put your own country first.
And Ukraine, we were lied to so much about that. That's another thing where just didn't smell right. And billions and billions and billions of dollars, going to the elite's own personal laundromat called the Ukraine. Trump is the first president in my lifetime that didn't get us involved in more war. And since we're really poised to get into World War III, and we know that we have all these people that want it, they want it because it's a business. That's their business. And Trump is not in favor of more war. So I love that. And I'm all about peace. It is a little different, though, when it comes to Israel, but we don't even need to go into that, because that's like a whole other show. But there is a holy war going on. I just think that the students that are protesting, remember there were students protesting in Iran, and they got the fundamentalists on their side, and the Islamists said, "We're on your side. We want what you want. You want freedom? Yeah, let's go." And what did they get? They got Sharia. And there's a lesson in that all these students that are protesting here really need to listen to. Islam is a whole other.
No, it is. Kevin, did you? I want to make sure Kevin gets to make his points, because we have another caller after you.
Well, just quickly, it was Obama that started the Ukraine thing, because back in 2014, NGOs yes. were supplying all the money,
right?
Yes. All the money to throw out the government there, and then they put in one guy, then they put in another guy, now they got Zelensky or whatever the little yes. toad is.
Yeah.
And these people are beautiful people. I love Ukrainians. Yes. Lots of friends. My Belarusian wife, lots of friends. And they're beautiful people. They don't deserve this.
No, they don't.
Thank you very much.
It's a beautiful, beautiful country with all this beautiful architecture that we're not seeing. Like, we have only ugly architecture now. Anything that's being built now.
Oh, exactly.
And all these gorgeous buildings being destroyed. And the beautiful people of Ukraine being destroyed for absolutely nothing. Because Zelensky, if he goes to the bargaining table, God willing, if Trump gets in, that war will be over very fast.
And he said that's
exactly what he would have gotten before this darn thing ever started.
That's what he says. Well, we'll see if that happens. Brady in Arizona, you're on the air with Susan Olson.
Yeah, good morning. I was going to say the war in Ukraine, like your previous guest, did start in 2014.
Yes.
And for 10 years, this government has denied that we even had troops over there. So we were living under a military regime started under Obama. And when Trump defeated Hillary Clinton, that Ukrainian agenda, that Russia bad, that was going to happen the first day. When Trump overtook and won that election, the day of the Democrat agenda was over. And that's why they're still going nuts to this day. And NATO and the Biden regime and then the Democrats joined up and they formed and they said, well, we're just going to go right into the border there, right against Russia. And you're going to see the demise of NATO and our troops very shortly. Just like you're going to see the demise of Israel very shortly. The mass genocide that's perpetrated by Bibi Netanyahu will not be tolerated. Or the de-Russification that NATO wants to do is not tolerated anymore. The Sharia law that's happening in Britain right now, you have a civil war because those kids were murdered by a Rwandan. We're not taking it anymore. The day of the BS is over. I'm sick of the Democrat regime. There's nothing good about the Ukrainian military. I don't care about the people that live there. I really don't. I know exactly who the Ukrainian military is and the Nazi origin. So don't try to pity the Ukrainians or the poor Jews. I know these people. And I'm go on.
Well, I feel sorry for the civilian populations in all those areas because they're not the ones that are responsible. They're just victims, no matter where they're at. You know,
all civilians that are killed in war, that's a tragedy. But you have regimes that are a satanic regime. It's basically the Azov Battalion, that you're supposed to be the true soldiers of the Ukrainian military. Who's training them? Our military, the British military, the French, all under the British rule of the Rothschilds. Rotten people who've been thrown out of 110 countries. I hope the Jews get thrown out of this country and make it 111.
All right. Well, you know, unfortunately.
You got it wrong, though. You talk about satanic ideologies. Yeah. You're missing out on what's going on in Palestine.
Yeah. And you have to be careful
look at that.
I hear people talk about the Jews all the time, and I try to explain, there's unquestionably, and the crux of the problem is that the Jews themselves will not acknowledge they have an incredibly disproportionate power, especially in entertainment. You should know that, Susan. And just acknowledge it. And maybe explain that. Yeah. So explain how. But on the other hand, don't call somebody anti-Semitic just for asking it, because I have more relatives that are part Jewish than anything else, because one of my mom's sister married a Jew that became a Catholic. So I have dozens of cousins that are part Jewish, and none of them go to synagogue. I don't know what it means to be a Jew. And so you have to be careful when you talk about that. But yes, There are the president of every major motion studio is Jewish. The president of every television network is Jewish. They're 2% of the population. Yeah, that's something that should be explained, but that doesn't mean that the 99% of Jewish people or partially Jewish people are part of some kind of conspiracy. But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Go ahead, Brady, finish up.
No, that's fine, because you hit on there's always going to be a resentment for people who are successful. Yeah. Just human nature. And, you know, Ashkenazi Jews are, you know, if we're talking about dog breeds, it would be okay to say that some are more intelligent than others.
Yes.
I mean, these are very intelligent people. Also bear in mind during the Frankfurt School, communism didn't go away. There is an infiltration of the far left in Hollywood. And a lot of them are Jews, which you will, that's why you will find so many Jews in Hollywood that don't care about Israel.
That's
because
true.
they're part of the communist agenda, which is more than willing to go hand in hand with the Islamist agenda. So that's pretty not Jewish. And so that's what makes it very layered and very complicated.
No, it is. It's not anything that's easy to figure out. It's complex. Brady, are you?
I'm still there.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, the problem I have is, you know, say the last 20 or 30 years, if you even said the word Jew, oh my God, they'd cover your ears, you'd get slapped in the face where I grew up. You couldn't say that word. And the problem is, what I have is, you got what they like to do is whoever took over the Jewish religion, it goes all the way back to the Nephilim and the bad seed, the Rh negative blood. They overtook the Jews. But whoever these people are that are studying the Talmud, they are evil and satanic. I don't care what you call them. They're the equivalent of the devil. And they live in Israel.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible. I'm sorry. the Talmud was bastardized to form Islam. You know, there's so many Jews that don't practice Judaism. Look, I'm an equal opportunity disbeliever in religion. I believe in God, but I don't believe in any religion. But when you have a religion that has genocide as its main tenet, to me, it's pretty hard to say that the other side is committing genocide, because this is a holy war. It has nothing to do with land. It has nothing to do with who.
Brady,
who
we got to let you go.
Oh, I've lost you both.
Okay, we're almost out of time. I hope I don't lose myself again. Eric in Missouri has a question. Before we go, I apologize, people, that I keep getting knocked off. I don't know what's going on. Eric, are you there?
Okay, I'll give the Jews a break. Let's talk about Iran. There's a journalist, Iranian journalist woman. She was interviewed by Jeremy Neal, Sadeqi, Sadeqi, and she says in Iran they have normal life there. Then 60% of the university attendance are women, just like in our country. They got women engineers, they got women doctors, women attorneys. And she said if you try to display normal life in Iran, you get blocked. Because she took a picture of this boy with a Iranian flag over his shoulders, and it got banned. So she changed it and put a Ukrainian flag on the boy in the same picture, and it went through fine. So, did you say where Iran is backwards?
I said that they were they're a third world country, and that my sister lived there for many years, and they were an American state under the Shah, and then when Khomeini took over, they become something completely different. So she didn't know that world, but I can't believe they're as powerful as they claim they are. That's all. I'm very dubious of it, and certainly it's not they're. They should be no threat to us. Now, if Israel, you know, has a problem with them, again, Israel's its own country. And I would just say, okay, you know, I'm not going to interfere. But we don't seem able to do that. We always want to jump in on their side every time.
Well, but that's mostly because we're funding both sides.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure, of course.
Get the money out of this.
I pull it all, yeah.
I love the Abraham Accords. You know, if you're gonna participate in terrorism, we don't do business with you. Period.
I wouldn't give my.
And you know, the bad parts of Islam would reform itself. Al-Sisi, the head of Egypt, said that if we would stop meddling and stop throwing money where it shouldn't be thrown, they'd work it out. Maybe.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's what we need to. That's what we need to do. Okay, well, let's. We only have a minute left, Susan. I want to make sure. Wrap it up. Say whatever you want. Promote anything you want to promote before we have to go. You've been wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I am on a podcast. It wasn't intended to be entirely political, but it sort of is. It's called The Crusher with my friend Josh Brewster, and we kind of put up podcasts whenever we have time for it. We both have regular jobs. So look for that. Look for The Crusher on YouTube, Rumble, Spotify. It's everywhere. And I always post the latest episode on Facebook, but I didn't yesterday. I got to do that today. I've been busy editing. I teach at Vibe Performing Arts. I teach a class in filmmaking for children. And I'm finishing up the editing on our latest masterpiece, Five Nights at Taco Bell.
That sounds great. Susan Olson, you're wonderful. You're so much fun. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. I'm glad to call you my friend. Thanks, everybody, for listening out there. And again, I apologize for any technical glitches on my part. It looks like I'll have to be getting a new laptop. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.